This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is probably the happiest man in Europe today after the anti-Muslim and anti-EU candidate Geert Wilders did worse than expected in elections yesterday. Transatlantic economic attention now turns to Washington visits this week by two European leaders, both of whom have been critical of President Trump. Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny is in town for the annual St. Patrick's Day reception. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is at the White House tomorrow. Sally Herships has that one.
The U.S. is the world's biggest economy. Germany is Europe's. But President Trump and Chancellor Merkel have little in common. Ian Lesser is vice president for foreign policy of the Marshall Fund of the United States.
I mean, she is known for her sort of steadiness, but I don't think anyone would say overly charismatic approach to foreign policy. So this is quite a contrast.
A contrast in personality with a president who is known for being direct and outspoken. But there are big differences on policy, too. The biggest divide is trade. Trump is not happy about our trade deficit with Germany, $65 billion in goods alone. Peter Rashish is a senior fellow with the American Institute for Contemporary German Studies.
Well, they'd like to see the Germans buy more U.S. products so that would help to bring the trade relationship into more balance.
President Trump has accused Germany of manipulating its currency, keeping the euro artificially low to boost its exports. And that could be awkward in his meeting with Merkel. But even if the two leaders really hit it off, it won't make much immediate difference. Germany is powerful, but it's just one country in the 28-member European Union. Jeff Rathke is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Trade is the responsibility of the European Commission. And individual European Union countries do not have the option of negotiating trade deals on their own.
Even so, both leaders realize relations between the U.S. and Germany, arguably the EU's most influential country, must be maintained, especially with key areas like trade and NATO at stake. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.